The first reading today, we hear that the just man, in all that the Lord put him through, learned a very important lesson, and that was that there is nothing that is more powerful than devotion to God. That is something that we have all heard, but the real question is, do we believe it? When push comes to shove, do we really believe, for instance, that when Our Lady said the rosary is more powerful than any weapon that any army has? Do we really believe that? It is. We can think, for instance, about that young college girl who was praying her rosary when Jeffrey Dahmer came to murder her. He had already destroyed a couple of women. He couldn't get past her door because she was praying the rosary. It's the story of the man who was out on his farm and he saw the tornado that was coming across the fields right at his house. He said to his family, "You get in the basement, I have work to do." He took out his rosary and he started praying it and walking directly toward the funnel cloud. The funnel cloud turned, went around his house, and then turned back and followed the path where it was going. That's the power of someone who has confidence in prayer. Someone who truly believes that there is nothing more powerful than prayer. We all know that prayer is powerful. We all know that prayer can change hearts. We all know that prayer can change the events of world history. Or at least I should say, we've all heard that. Do we really know it? Do we really believe it? It is precisely in this vein that we have to then apply what we heard in the gospel. To those who have, more will be given. From those who have not, even the little they think they have is going to be taken away. If we do not have confidence in God, then we're going to lose the little bit that we think we've got. But if we have confidence in God, it's going to continue to grow. When we read the saints, they're the ones that tell us we are going to receive only to the degree in which we'd really believe and trust in what it is we're asking. Do we have the love for God? Do we have a heart that is filled with the devotion for the Lord? Again, think about what it is that we're all about. It's about getting to heaven. If God isn't powerful enough through your prayers to be able to change whatever events are going on, do you really think He can take your soul to heaven? Do you really think He can raise your body from the dead? Especially, we don't know when the end of the world's going to come. What if your body's been in the grave for over 1,000 years, is completely rotted? Do you really believe that God has the power to put it all back together and raise it up and reunite it with your soul and you're going to live forever? Funny that we can believe He can do that, but somehow we don't believe He has the power to do basic everyday things. What we heard in the gospel is that one man was faithful in little things. Therefore, he would be entrusted with bigger things. Why can we trust God with the biggest things, but we don't trust Him with the little ones? He's the one that said, if you're not trustworthy in the small things, you're surely not trustworthy in the big ones. So if He can't handle the little things, why would we be so stupid as to think that we could trust Him with the big ones? He's perfectly trustworthy with the biggest things and consequently with the smallest. The problem is us. Do we really believe? It's time that we quit giving it lip service and put it into practice. We know the truth. But when it actually comes to having to put it into practice, we pull back. It's time that we stop doing that. We have to step forward with confidence. That's what St. Paul teaches us. We have to have confidence. Jesus told us if we believed, we could say to a mountain, be picked up and cast into the sea, and it would actually do it. And again, we all know that, but I'd be willing to bet there's probably nobody here who really believes that. And I say that because I haven't seen a single mountain moving anywhere, and I haven't even seen a tree moving, because that's what he told us on another time. Say to this tree to get up and move, and it would do it. And I haven't seen it happen. Which tells me that most Christian people don't even have faith the size of a mustard seed, because that's what he told us, that we had that much faith, and a mustard seed is that big. We could do these things and it would actually happen. That's what the saints did. They changed the course of history because they prayed. We can too. You might not think that you're a saint, and you might not think that your prayers are very powerful. Don't underestimate the power of your prayer. It's all dependent on how much you love God and how confident you are in Him. And if you are confident and you pray with that confidence, you are going to see extraordinary things. And the most extraordinary is that to those who have, more will be given. But if we cower, if we show ourselves unfaithful, even the little bit we think we have, we're going to lose.